All right. Hello, everybody. Happy Friday. This is Scott Mrozek in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this update is being brought to you by Popham Flooring, right across from McLaren Thumb Region in Bad Axe. For everything you need for the home, including hardwood, ceramic, tile, vinyl, and laminate flooring, visit Popham Flooring, just west of Bad Axe. On Tuesday, the U.S. Army inducted Terry P. Richardson of Fairgrove into the Pentagon's Hall of Heroes Distinguished Roster, which is the Defense Department's permanent display of those who receive the Medal of Honor. Richardson was recognized for his bravery during the Vietnam War. On September 14, 1968, his platoon was ambushed by a North Vietnamese battalion near Loc Ninh. Despite heavy machine gun fire, he went forward three different times to rescue three wounded soldiers. After that, he climbed a hill, despite his being wounded by a sniper, to give orders and coordinates away from his unit, which helped to protect his unit. By doing that, he is credited with saving the lives of 85 fellow soldiers. A former Michigan lawmaker will spend the next 2 years on probation after bringing firearms into a Saginaw hospital last summer. 30-year-old Jewel Jones of Inkster was sentenced Monday in Saginaw County Court. Along with probation, the former state representative must wear an electronic monitoring device for the next 6 months. Jones pleaded guilty to carrying a concealed weapon and possessing a firearm in a restricted location. The plea also means he permanently gives up his right to own guns. The charges stem from an August incident at Covenant Healthcare in Saginaw. Police say Jones was visiting a patient when staff alerted authorities that he might be armed. Officers searched his belongings and discovered two unloaded firearms. Jones previously served 6 years in the Michigan House of Representatives before leaving office in 2023. Lucky's Steakhouse is asking the Genesee County Health Department to reinspect its Davison Township restaurant instead of appealing the closure at a public hearing. A county spokesman said on Wednesday that a hearing scheduled for Thursday was canceled following the request for reinspection. The county took the rare move of ordering Lucky's closed after county inspectors found four repeated and two additional food code violations on February 18th. We'll be right back.
Popham Flooring, your destination for hardwood flooring. From rustic, modern, oak to maple, Popham Flooring has it all. Transform your space with the timeless elegance of hardwood. It's not just flooring, it's a work of art. Popham Flooring is there to guide you, ensuring you find the perfect flooring to match your style and needs. Experience the warmth, durability, and beauty of hardwood. Your home deserves the best. Visit Popham Flooring's showroom to see their large selection of hardwood flooring. Your dream floor is just a step away. Popham Flooring, where quality and design meet.
Hi, this is Sherry Popham. Stop in and let us help you find the perfect flooring for your home with prices you'll love. We're located west of Bad Axe on M53 or call us at 989-269-7358.
A Sebewing man was acquitted of multiple drug-related charges after a two-day trial in Huron County's 52nd Circuit Court on Wednesday. Michael Richard Metz, 30, was charged with two counts of delivery of methamphetamine, one count each of delivery of cocaine and delivery of a Schedule IV drug, and two counts using a computer to commit a crime. The jury deliberated for 4 hours before returning a verdict of not guilty on all six counts. According to the Huron County Prosecutor's Office, Metz allegedly participated in a series of controlled buys set up by the Bad Axe Police Department, and all transactions were monitored by multiple police officers. A confidential informant made all the purchases. Metz had been facing a potential sentence of up to 20 years in prison on each of the methamphetamine and cocaine charges. And a Tuscola County deputy is retiring after years of service to the county and residents. K-9 Bleck is retiring after 7 years of service with the Tuscola County Sheriff's Department. He was trained to detect explosives, but he did so much more. Bleck was certified by National Association of Professional Canine Handlers in obedience, article searches, area searches, building searches, tracking, aggression, and explosive detection. During his career with the department, Bleck and his partner Sheriff Ryan Robinson, who was a deputy back then, were deployed 275 times. Bleck also provided valuable assistance to searching for missing children, besides explosives. The soon-to-retire deputy is well known throughout the county for his numerous appearances in schools. Those appearances were a way of educating students and staff about how a law enforcement dog works. When he retires, Bleck will turn in his protective vest and badge, and he will spend the rest of his years as an office dog and family pet in the Robinsons' household. And that's your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Popham Flooring, right across from McLaren Thumb Region in Bad Axe. For everything you need for the home, including hardwood, ceramic, tile, vinyl, and laminate flooring, visit Popham Flooring, just west of Bad Axe. And remember, you can get news stories just like these, and even more news, information, and obituaries, 24/7, online at thumbnet.net.